Hillary Bilbrey of Stevens Point reads from her book, Brecker Bunny Learns to Be Careful.
So he opened the door to the oven alone. He touched the pan and he started to groan. Never had his paws been so very sore. He started to cry and sat on the floor. But nothing at home could make his burn better, so an ambulance took him to the burn center.
It's a dark subject for a children's book, and it stems from personal experience. When Bilbrey's own son Breck was just 18 months old, he was severely scalded in a bathtub.
The water heater was set too high, and in about 10 seconds sustained third-degree burns on his feet. His skin literally started melting off of his body.
Breck spent weeks in the hospital undergoing skin grafts and being treated for pain. Bilbrey says she wrote the book as therapy for herself and to help others with a message of fire safety. The message was well received by a young burn victim in a Florida classroom.
She had been burned in a fire. Her face had been burned in a fire. And they read this story in her class, and afterwards she was able to really talk about that experience. And her classmates wrote and said, you know, we'll make sure we never make fun of her again.
And as for Bilbrey's son, Breck, he's now 6 years old and doing fine.
He's just such a great kid, and he inspires me daily.
And he's proud to be the main character in his own children's story. Brecker Bunny is now in its second printing. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.